President Félix Tshisekedi says the Democratic Republic of Congo's elections on Wednesday are crucial not only for the future of the Congo, but also for the future of Africa as a whole. He made the comments in a text to the Associated Press. Since his election in 2018, Tshisekedi has introduced free primary education and health care for pregnant mothers and babies, but he's been criticized for not doing more to help ordinary Congolese. More than 60% live on less than $2.15 a day. He's also struggled to stamp out rebel violence in the East, a cause he campaigned on. Supporters are welcoming presidential candidate Moise Katumbi in eastern DRC's capital Goma this week, one of many recent campaign stops for Katumbi, who launched his presidential bid in late November. Katumbi, a millionaire businessman, told Reuters News that he will use his network of contacts to tackle Congo's problems, including insecurity, corruption, and infrastructure obstacles.
J'ai quand même une expérience.
He says he has experience because he was governor of Katanga for over 8 years and had a positive track record. The 58-year-old made a fortune in mining, transportation, and food processing before entering politics. When he left the governorship of the copper-rich Katanga region, he made clear that he had further political ambitions. However, he fled the country after former President Joseph Kabila accused Katumbi of hiring mercenaries in a plot against the government. He vowed to return and be part of a peaceful transition.
I'm going back to Congo. I've got a peaceful fight for our country to have the first peaceful transition. I'm going back. I'm not scared about anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
Katumbi was sentenced in absentia to 3 years in prison for allegedly selling a building he did not own, and in 2018 was prevented from entering the country to run for president. He returned a year later after President Tshisekedi pardoned him. Earlier, Katumbi was allied with Tshisekedi's Sacred Union political alliance, but by the end of 2022 became a challenger to the president. He's seen as one of the opposition frontrunners, along with 67-year-old Martin Fayulu, a former oil executive and leader of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party. Some election observers have said that Fayulu was the real winner of the 2018 election. In an interview with VOA's French to Africa service on Monday, Fayulu says he's back to fight for a job he says is rightfully his.
Congolese, they agree with me that we have to take the power so we can build a free, strong, prosperous, and dignified Congo. We have toured the country, and the people still remember that I won the 2018 election, and they really want to do the same this time around.
But it's not clear if Fayulu wields the same support he had in 2018 when he was the umbrella opposition contender. This time, the opposition could not reach a deal over a united candidate. Another aspirant is Nobel Peace Prize winner Dr. Denis Mukwege, who won the prize for his work on sexual violence in warfare. In an exclusive interview in October with VOA's French to Africa, Mukwege said he is running, although he thinks the election process is flawed. He said he went ahead with his campaign because laws and human rights are not respected, and because the country's vast mineral resources are not used to benefit the population. Some doubt remains about the ability of the Congolese Electoral Commission to organize the ballot on time. The DRC is roughly the size of continental Western Europe and has very few roads. Last week, the government asked the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the country to help transport voting materials after having long publicly criticized the force. The UN agreed on Friday to do so. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.